This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Rich Bradbury, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. It's 12:03, coming up to 12:04. Tick-tock. I'm in the studio with...
Frida Liu.
Audrey Raj.
And we're joined by Christine Wong, our producer of the day. Say hello, Christine. Wow, what's going on? Frida, Christine, why are you like...
In line with today's discussion.
Oh, right. Come on, we need a bit of a ray of sunshine, and Arvin's not here, so somebody has to step into his shoes. Now, today's discussion, we're going to be talking a little bit about stress and motivation. Topics we're familiar with, and some of you may be more familiar with it than others. Some of you have been working very, very hard over the weekend, and some people not so hard, but, you know, that's just how it is. A lot of things happened over the weekend, of course, some big changes. And
you don't say.
So some people came into work on Monday feeling a little bit perhaps demotivated, you know, and we're trying to figure out how to get through that and how to keep yourself motivated. We have some ideas and some suggestions as to how you can get through the tough and stressful times. It's helpful, perhaps. And we managed to speak with Jeevan, of course. You might have heard him just a few moments ago. He was on the show with Frida not too long ago. So we've got a little bit of a clip from him. And then we'll be talking about how some of the biggest and oldest auctioneering houses in the world, Christie's, for example, Sotheby's, have a strange pivot, perhaps. No longer with the Pollocks, more with the pivoting. That's all coming up in a few minutes. And then, of course, Audrey will be regaling us with some sports stuff.
Yes, because that's how I deal with demotivation and stress.
There we go. See, that's one suggestion. Find what it is that you love, your passion. Right. Okay, if you want to get in touch and answer the question, how do you stay motivated through times of toughness and stress? Get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We've already got some feedback that we'll get to very shortly. Of course, around 12:30, we'll have an update from the KLCI when it's at break. So I can give you a 5-step plan to rewire and rejuvenate your brain. So, Frida, just a few minutes ago, you're all like, by the end of this, you'll be like Arvin and jumping around and collecting baby Yoda toys and all that kind of stuff, right? So, we all know leadership is tough and it's natural to lose motivation. How often do you find yourself losing motivation at work? Once a month, once a week, every day. And it can be especially hard, of course, to stay motivated when you're stressed. You feel lethargic. You feel like you're going through the motions. There's no joy in your work. Stress causes your motivation to decrease for a reason. Research has shown that our willpower is finite and ever fleeting. It's like a car that's consuming petrol. When the petrol runs low, the car loses steam and comes to a stop. And no matter how much the driver wants to go forward, the car's stuck. You need refueling. So you can kind of refuel that motivation by looking at the way in which you identify stress. And this is something that I only found out earlier today. Apparently there are 4 primary flavors of stress. Audrey suggests there might be 5. We'll get to that in a minute, though. So it comes in 4 flavors, and it's important to identify which kind of stress you're feeling. First of all, there's time stress. Everybody's experienced this. It's when you worry about the time or the lack of time, impending deadlines, and they often cause this stress. So as a time-strapped leader, you're no stranger to this type of stress. Another one, anticipatory stress. When you are concerned about an upcoming presentation or a board meeting, you're suffering from that kind of stress. Murphy's Law, if anything can go wrong, it will go wrong.
Yeah.
Third type of stress, situational stress. And this occurs when you feel you aren't in control. As a leader, you may experience situational stress when your status drops or you suffer reputational damage. Might have been a bit of that recently. And the final type of stress is called encounter stress, like when your interactions with others cause you to feel uneasy, when you interact with a toxic coworker, that kind of stuff. But also, you need to differentiate between what stress and burnout are. So Stress is something that kind of occurs fairly immediate and dissipates over a short period of time.
Right.
Whereas burnout is that continuing effect of stress over time.
It's like compounding stress.
Yes. Mm. It's like the interest, but not in a good way. So when you're suffering from burnout, you feel tired, you feel drained, your system is affected, you get sick, all of that kind of stuff. So that's what you need to do first, is identify the type of stress that you have. Right. Then you can help to solve this by finding a partner. And this is where Audrey's fifth type of stress came in.
I thought it was people stress. Don't say that, partner stress.
It's partner stress, of course not. But it's easier to tackle stress as a team, right? You know, try to find somebody to help recharge your motivation. If you've lost motivation for a project, try discussing the deliverables with a colleague or a friend. If you're having no motivation to learn a new skill, share your learnings and experiences with that coworker. Show them what you've learned. Try and get them involved as well. Third, tracking your progress. Incredibly important. See how far you've come from the last time you checked in on what you were doing. Four, learn how to say no.
Oof.
We've all gotten to that point where it's like, okay, I'll just do this one thing, and the one thing turns into two, turns into four, turns into eight. You know how it goes. And finally, follow your passion. If you've got something outside of your work area or your leadership area that you really, really enjoy doing, where you could disconnect from everything, do that for a little bit. Get away from the real world, whether it's reading, whether it's singing, going for a walk, talking to trees, taking a dog for a walk, playing guitar, playing your piano, learning a language. Whatever it is, do something that takes you away from what it is that you've been stressing about. And try the elephant in the room, the pink elephant, try not to think about the things that you've been thinking about, you know? Do something else.
So that's what I do, right? I think it comes down to passion. For me, there's two things that kind of like up my motivation levels, or just, you know, gives me that surge of energy if I'm feeling a bit down. It's music and sports. And so over the weekend, it was kind of a tough weekend. Most of us were here at the office, you know, giving special coverage. And that was quite draining for most of us. It was long hours. But also, you know, for my team, Liverpool, their winning streak stopped at 44. And so, you know, I just put it down to one of those strange leap year days, you know, 29. Thank God it only happens once in 4 years. But it was kind of, the whole weekend was kind of demotivating. But then again,
one time.
Yeah. But like, what I did was, you know, so I put my head into the things that I'm passionate about, you know, play some uplifting music, you know, stuff like, you know, go back and listen to the kind of music that, you know, made you feel good.
Which is? Come on, tell us.
It's retro for me. You know, and just get your boogie on.
Are you like that R&B retro kind of girl, or what are you into? What's your...
I'm not sharing that.
Come on.
I know how you love George Michael, so, you know, I'm not giving my idols away. But, you know, that, and then, of course, you know, spending time with family, you know, does something as well. It kind of recharges you. And, of course, sports for me. So sports didn't work this weekend for me, but, you know, everything else did, music and family.
Right. Okay, so generally, you know, I'm very upbeat and like...
See, already you're starting to...
Sounding better, right?
Generally, I'm very upbeat and everything. I think this whole weekend, I mean, it's not the elephant in the room, right, to discuss these things. For once, I just, you know, it's really interesting. I've never heard about these different types of stress.
Me neither, to
identify it, right? And it was a situational stress occurs when you feel you aren't in control. I think this was that one time. You know, like, there are things that I can do that I know I can take control. I know I can run. And I still continue to do these things. I do work out and all that, but it just felt like I really didn't have control over the state of the nation, you know, and that was something that was just troubling me, and it had to take going to church, right, to uplift me. And it was spiritual, you know, it was really spiritual, and getting on my knees and just saying, What the heck is happening?
It's like you're on a plane ride and you don't know where your destination is, right? You've booked a ticket. And the problem is there were so many people who just 2 years ago already knew what destination they wanted. Yeah. And then at the very last minute, there was a diversion, you know, a cancellation, some stormy weather forced you to land somewhere else. You're like, I did not want to land here.
And that's like two or three different kinds of stress, right?
Yes.
In one, yeah.
We're going to take a short break. 018-789-8899. Let us know how you stay motivated through times of stress. Also, we're on Twitter and Instagram, of course. That's at BFM Radio. Some feedback when we get back and more discussions on this here on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
I have a dream.
Be firmly motivated.
BFM 89.9.
On the nose. Mm. Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Frida Liu,
Audrey Raj.
Of course, our producer is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Hello.
We are asking you about stress and motivation, and when times get tough and times get stressful, how do you deal with it? What do you do to make yourself feel better? We've asked you guys to give us some feedback. We've got quite a bit. We'll go over to Twitter first, I think.
This is one from Christine who says, "This too will pass as a mindset I try to take on. Being able to focus on the fact that the stress is temporary also helps." Good one there. Harry says, just think about your wife or your husband or kids whenever you think you can't go forward anymore. Having someone relying on you is an invisible force that will push you to never give up and will do all you can just for your own sake, but more importantly, for them. There's another one here from Kenny Wong who says, by focusing on the things within my control, by looking for the positives in each situation, by being grateful for all the good things I have in my life, primarily my family and good health. Amen to that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we've got from Maggie Best on WhatsApp said, everyone will face demotivation in varying degrees every day. It could range from not getting the boss pet on the back for a presentation well done to a job that seems to be going nowhere. If I'm certain that I've done my part, whether at work, at home, and friends, I'll tell myself tomorrow's another day. I cross the bridge when I come to it, but I do keep an eye on the bridge not to get stressed, but sort of be prepared, at least not be caught off guard. But if the demotivation builds up, especially over the same issue, then I have to consider more drastic measures as I go for greener pastures. So she say, however, at the age of 60, I find that I have to work harder at telling myself that tomorrow's another day. I also tell myself not to complain about not having shoes because there are others who do not have feet. Okay. So Roger Singham, I live by this mantra, this too shall pass. Okay. This is from 1075. When I am stressed or feeling down, I'll watch Dumb and Dumber and I'll be okay again by the end of the opening scene. Thank you for that reminder. I think I will do that.
It might not be a bad idea to watch that.
Yeah. Here we've got from, from 3370, said, how to remain motivated, pray assiduously and believe the best will develop in the long run. Prayer never fails. Sometimes prayers are answered in a different way, but the result is always positive in the end. We've got Roe, the pursuit of justice is a great way to deal with stress along with a large tub of ice cream. Yes. Chia Tian Yun, watch and listen to more football, but not my taste. I'm into bike racing. Okay. And Michelle, keep fighting. Good fight, guys. Okay. Thank you.
So I posted this question on my Facebook earlier today, and a friend of mine responded by posting a meme, and it's a guy with a man bun. And it says, you know, you don't look like a samurai, you look like a soccer mother. And it made me laugh, you know. And so, of course, comedy is one of those things that I kind of resort to when I Monty Python, I'll stick Monty Python on for a little while and laugh over that because right. It's just so ridiculously stupid. Dumb and Dumber is something that I probably go to as well now thinking about it because, again, it's ridiculously stupid.
Yeah.
But over to Instagram, people on here, M-Hub, have said, you know, watch comedy. Alanish Chua has said, think about your goals. Adriana has said, listen to music and to your to-do list. Tin 4676, Makan. Of course, stress eating, blessing and a curse right there. Smith has said, focus on the positives in your life. And Rumor has said, friends. So there you go. Oh, take a walk in a bookstore is another one. The fear of failing is something that keeps them motivated.
Actually, I've got two more. Sorry. This is Huey Dang. He says, sharing the ups and downs of my wife while working in the household chores. That's how I do it. You know, and sorry, Michelle had a longer answer and I just read the last bit. Say there, I take a step back from the source of stress and take stock of where I am right now in the bigger scheme of things. We are a speck in the universe and we can only control our own actions, our own spheres of influence. I remember how I feel when I do things that make me happy at work with family and friends. In my non-professional pursuits, I remember I'm in good health and physically able to take on most challenges. Most times, this helps me reframe my perspective and help me regain traction to keep working on what I feel are positive actions that move the needle and making my little corner of Malaysia a bit brighter and better.
There we go. Of course, we did manage to get some time with Jeevan Sidhavan. He was here in the studio, so we pinned him down, not literally, and asked him a whole bunch of questions. You know, how do you stay motivated through times of stress? This is what Jeevan had to say.
So number one, you have to have goals.
And if you don't have goals, then your brain has nothing to work towards, and you'll keep focusing on your stress, you keep focusing on those things that you're depressed about, and you have no sense of purpose in your week, on your day, in your month. So the first thing to do is you have to have goals for your year. At least for your year, you've got some goals, and break those goals down into some assignments that you need to complete this week. The second thing is, for every day, have a to-do list, like 6 things that you must do and complete by 6 p.m. Because one of the challenges with feeling lousy and feeling really depressed and everything is that you're now becoming very focused on that. And the brain can only hold one thought at a time. As you complete each of the 6 and you tick it off, you get a dopamine rush. Dopamine is a feel-good hormones, and you start feeling better. The third thing is interesting. Change your physiological state, and that is the way you move and the way you breathe. Sometimes when a client comes into my office and is feeling really down or depressed about something, I'll tell them, look straight at me and then look up. Keep your head straight, but look up and count how many lights I have in my office. They go, what? Why do you do that? I said, just try it. So they'll start counting all the lights in my office. Then straight away, they start feeling better. And they say, so you feel better now, right? They say, yeah, how come? Because when you look up, you're accessing the visual cortex. You're accessing the visual cues. Your brain now starts processing things that you're visualizing, and the behavior starts to change. So that's another thing you can do. Or change your state by walking faster. So for instance, try being depressed when you're skipping in the park. It's actually quite tough. So these are a couple of things you can do if you're feeling really down, especially with all the stuff that's going on around and all. Have some goals. Have a list of 6 to-dos that you're going to finish by 6 p.m. And of course, work on your state by changing how you move, changing how you breathe, and that'll do.
I noticed something about things that I need to get done as well. Let's say, for example, I'm doing something outside of work and I've focused on that goal, and I, in my head, it becomes almost like tunnel vision. Mm. I have to do it at all costs, and regardless of what's going off around me, right. Regardless if there's, you know, bushfires and floods and whatever, my focus becomes laser focused. And if I'm pulled away from that focus, that's when I get stressed. Mm. And that's something that I've realized. You know, when people distract me away from it, and just, can you just help me with this? I'm like, can I just finish what I'm doing? And I think that's something I've tried to recognize and tried to deal with. So, Jeevan, maybe you can give me a tip on that. You know, maybe I just need to change my physiological state and count the lights on the ceiling.
Perhaps. So you have to first identify what strap was that.
Yes.
So what is this one?
Anticipatory stress?
No, I don't
time
know.
Stress?
No, I don't think it is. I think it's...
I think it's situational.
More encounter stress when you interact with a toxic coworker.
No, I think it's a situational stress. I think it probably is that because it's like... I've set this time aside to do it, and yet now I feel as though I'm being pulled away from that, and I can't do it. And so my heart beats faster, and I get grumpy.
And so you see, I get it. I'm like that, right? So that's why I plan.
Mm.
I'm a big, you know, like planning 2-3 weeks in advance, so that because I know these things stress me out, so I find that I need to plan.
You know what does stress me out as well? Mm. When you're already stressed and you've made your plan, and somebody changes it at the last minute, and they don't understand why you're stressed, and you're like, because I've been planning this, and you've changed it now. Anyway.
Yeah. So we have a tweet here from Juan Wei who says that he just buries his head into his job or into his business.
Good idea.
Yeah, because you know when you're keeping yourself busy, you kind of like. Forget the stress. You've got to put the stress aside in order to get whatever you need to get done, right? Yeah. So, I do that too, I find sometimes.
Put your head down and get it done.
Exercise is another
thing. Oh, yeah. That's a big, big one for me. Calvin, laughter the best medicine. Laughter is something you can't fake it and make yourself believe in it. So it's dumb and dumber. I think that was the best suggestion.
Yeah, I mean, while we're on that as well, if you have some funny films to suggest, that might be useful as well. Give us some funnies so we can talk about them as well. We're going to take a short break. We've got music coming up from ZZ Top with Legs. If you want to get in touch via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, of course, we're at BFM Radio. A short break. When we come back, update from the KLCI at break here on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.